The CPP executive in the Futu constituency in the central region have resigned with immediate effect. A statement from the party's constituency office said the decision was taken at an extraordinary meeting on December 25th, Christmas Day. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the issue, the just-resigned constituency organizer Joseph Nunu said the national executive asked them to strengthen the party, but they did not provide the needed resources for the operations. He also said the present national leadership is not serious about the business of attaining power. Mr. Nunu spoke to Augustus Akwe.
We were told that after the Congress, they will come to the police station and do the organization. But after that, we said that there's nothing coming on, no activities. And then, being organizer, I can see that the other parties are going far ahead. So, I sat down with my people so that we can discuss the way forward. And we came to a conclusion like that.
Now, has the national executives gotten wind of your decision?
No, I don't think so.
So, how do you explain it? Are they going to hear it on air or... have you already sent a letter to them and they've not responded to you?
No, we haven't.
What makes you assert that the present crop of leaders are not ready for power?
Because after a few months, they came with the money, 100 Ghana cedi, which posters to go and do the police station organization. And I can see that the money is too small for the organization. Because after Unibar in general, we have 42 police stations. So 42, how are you going to start to organize the people with this resource? So I can see we are not ready for power at all. So that's why we took this decision.
Are you in support of the current chairperson of the party?
Oh, yes, I am.
Now, you indicated in your statement that 95% of the CPP members in the constituency were drawn to the party due to the measures by Dr. Parkway Sindom. Are you withdrawing or rescinding your decisions to be executive members because of the way the party is handling Dr. Parkway Sindom at the moment?
Not exactly, but mine is that we should organize well, and then how we are doing the organization, I can't see that we want to attain power, that's why.
But wouldn't you say that all of you resigning at a go is a rather extreme?
It's a decision that we took, so we didn't force anybody to join. We didn't ask anybody to make his opinion that he should support what we are saying. And we all sat down and we decided about it, including the chairman.
Are you still members of the party?
Oh yeah, we have resigned.
So after your resignation, what do you expect the party's hierarchy to do for you?
I don't know.
The just-resigned CPP organizer for Ifutu constituency talking to Augustus Akwe. Meanwhile, the national organizer of the CPP, Abubakar Ifogo, says the leadership of the party is yet to receive the official notice of the resignation of the CPP's Ifutu constituency executives. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Ifogo said the manner the executives resigned is contrary to the party's laid down rules. He said until the national executive received a formal announcement, they cannot come out with a decision on it. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
I've just checked on my general secretary, and it is that we haven't been officially informed either by the constituency or the central regional organ of the party, nor even at the national level. So we are waiting. Now we cannot comment now that we haven't been officially informed.
If any constituency is to have a problem with the party's leadership, what is the lay down procedure for seeking redress?
Every region has a rep on the central committee. So if you have a problem, you first address to the regional leadership of the party. Then the regional chairman, with the support of the rep of the region based in Accra, you then forward it to the leadership, who would now table it at the central committee. So that is the lay down procedure.
From all indications, the Futu constituency executives have not followed this process. So they claim they have resigned outrightly from the party and from their positions. What would the party do to them?
Like I earlier on mentioned, now that we haven't been officially informed, one cannot comment on it. But when we finally receive the official resignation letter from them, then we would look at other ways by which we would address whatever problems would arise from that.
They claim that the party's leadership asked them to strengthen the police stations within the constituencies. Now, in what way did the party's leadership give them the support to do this?
We just started something small by sort of sending some small logistics around, which will be followed by others.
Are you in shock? Did you expect this?
Well, we haven't gotten any written information to affirm what you are telling us. So until we are told officially, we cannot comment on it.
National organizer of CPP, Abubakar Fogo, talking to Augustus Akwe.